Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. Here talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. You got yo, Adrian, Coffin, Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Hey, yo, man, how that sound, man? I don't want to sound like a Kentucky Fried Idiot.
All right, we are back for the final hour here, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. So a couple weeks ago, Matthew.
Yes.
Steve and I go to Salt Lake City, the UFC's in Salt Lake.
You did.
Now that we don't do the live broadcast on Wednesday, I kind of push it back a day. We go on Thursday. I'm like, you know, it's Salt Lake City. I got some things to do.
Yeah.
I'm not going till Friday. Then I go out there and I see a press release that there's an event Thursday night with a company, a new partnership with the UFC, COSM.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Don't read the press release.
Right.
I then go to the event, I come home, and I read the press release.
And it said?
And it said who the CEO is.
And it is?
And I was very disappointed in myself for not learning how to read earlier.
Okay.
And we have the CEO of COSM on the phone with us right now, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, a good friend of mine. And I would have gone had I known, Jeb Terry. Jeb, how are you?
Randy, I've been trying to get you to read for years, man. I mean, you know, it'll pay off one day, I promise.
I even reached out to the press people at the UFC. I'm like, couldn't you have told me? You would have seen the word Buccaneer. Why didn't you tell me? I would have flown out 2 days earlier. First and foremost, how the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I couldn't be better. I'm not going to lie. I wish I was getting ready for practice right now and going out to become 2-0 like the Bucs are about to be. But I'm doing great. I hope you're the same with you.
Oh, things are great, and I was even going to ask that to you. It's been a couple years. Does it feel like it's been as long as it has been?
Oh, it's been more than a couple.
I was being nice.
You were being really nice. You were really, really nice. Yeah, it's been more than a couple. You know, goodness, miss it every day. It's an incredible privilege to be able to play the game and to play in an organization like Tampa and. Miss it every day, man, but on to the next, right? And I've managed to keep my days busy.
I remember we had a conversation quite a few years ago, and the three letters were dropped, the UFC, as you and everybody in that locker room knows, my association with the UFC. And you were thinking about doing some things, and you wanted to get involved with the UFC, and you got busy, I got busy, and you know other things happened. And then I see the press release that you are now doing some things, some very interesting things. So let's talk about the press conference that I missed and what's going on with that partnership.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. Look, the UFC, let's start with that, you know, incredible organization, incredible product. And the fan experience they deliver is, you know, really unmatched. And so we've always been a big kind of fan and admirer from afar of not only kind of the sport, but also the business behind the sport. And then watching as that companies continue to grow and evolve and getting to know their leadership and everything around it. And just really, really excited about the opportunity we have going forward and working together to continue to iterate and innovate on the fan experience and ideally make it just, you know, more accessible and one more incredible thing for fight fans to enjoy.
So when I finally learned how to read that weekend and read the press release, and I talked to Dave Lockett and a couple people, they were trying to explain it, and they said it's going to enable fans to feel like they're in the ring during a fight. Explain that.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these things. It's the greatest opportunity that we have at COSM, but it's also the biggest challenge because it is really a must-see-to-believe type experience. You know, we're able to combine some incredible technologies, and we call it the reality technology stack, meaning, you know, all the immersive stack that's going on today. And the whole promise of being able to put you there, wherever there it is, whether it's inside the octagon, whether it's pitch side, whether it's the 50-yard line, whether it's court side, we can do that in a scale that has been previously unmet. And now we bring the fandom around it as well. And we turn it into this massive experience, an incredible, you know, watch party of sorts, where fans can come and see the live programming like they're actually there, and sometimes even closer to the action. You know, when it comes to the UFC, it's almost like putting you inside the octagon, which is a pretty incredible experience.
Well, it could be a pretty incredible experience, or you could be in there for the John Jones Stipe fight, and I'm not sure I want to be in that cage.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible the action you get to see and get in close. And you know, look, at the end of the day, these are some fantastic athletes doing violent things, and energy and emotion is really unmet.
So, how do we do this? So a bunch of fans get together, they reach out, they go to the website, they say we want to do this, and it's set up in a theater room, it's set up in a movie theater.
So what we've done, we've announced our first two venues publicly, and we're going to be announcing a lot more here soon. First one opening in Los Angeles, the second one opening in Texas, north of Dallas. And these are just incredible venues where you go and you go to a COSM. It is a venue that you go, and we have fantastic hospitality, you know, great F&B, and amazing displays. These ultra-high-resolution dome displays that are proprietary to our business, and you can come in and you have this amazing seated environment, and you make an event out of it, and it's the experience. It's literally as close to being on the floor of a major fight as you can get. And, you know, hundreds of people with inside the dome, up to 2,000 in the entire venue, and it's just it's an amazing experience that we've seen fans flock to across all sports, and with UFC being really a primary anchor partner of ours, being able to show these live pay-per-views around the world.
What events are you in partnership with? Is it just the UFC? I know you mentioned, you know, the pitch and baseball, and how does that work, and will it be every event or pick and choose, or I'm just trying to decide.
So there's going to be a ton of events. There's going to be a ton of programming throughout the day. We really look at bringing all matter of sports and entertainment to life in this new dynamic way. Some of the things that we've talked about already, we've talked about the UFC relationship. We've talked about a big NBA relationship. We've talked about a relationship with Cirque du Soleil from an experiential entertainment perspective, and a bunch of other creative artists and programmers. And I've got a lot more to share coming in later this year. And so the promise of having, you know, your favorite sport or entertainment event really accessible in a way you can come and experience that all in a live venue with other fans, with your friends. That's really the promise of what we do. And it's on all the time, right? When you're looking at morning programming, evening, et cetera, we are programming these venues 24/7 if we can, and looking to identify those right locations really around the world to take the next ones.
Very cool. So do me a favor, when you send the press releases out, at least the one that comes to me, put your name in big bold letters at the top so I know to read it.
Do I need to put the name in the title? Is that what it is? If it's in the title, then it's real.
Right. Then I'll definitely read it.
We'll have to host you at the first live pay-per-view.
Obviously, I understand Dallas, hometown, all that. So with your love for the Bucks, any possibility maybe number 3 will be here in the Tampa Bay area?
100%. I love Tampa. I love the energy of the city. I love everything about it. And my wife and I talk all the time. It's like, wow, maybe let's move back to Tampa. We loved our time there, and I'm actively looking right now for great locations in Tampa to bring another COSM. And so again, we have big aspirational scale. And we're about to start announcing a few more sites in the not too distant future, and I'd love for Tampa to be one of those. And so we're actively looking. So I'm all ears for possible locations and where you think we should go.
Well, that would definitely be awesome. On all of these sporting events, and you said a partnership with the UFC, and obviously, you know, that business, and you know, I don't know what comes out and what goes out. Do you need to be in partnership with all of these sports and everything to be able to do this?
You know, the sports media ecosystem is a complicated one. I mean, you know it very well, right? There's a lot of partners involved to go out and really execute what fans see either at the venue or on TV at home. And so, you know, our job is to make sure that we can navigate that ecosystem in the right way, in the respectful way, in a collaborative team-based approach to deliver a new next-gen fan experience. And that's what really COSM is. And so, it is a complicated web, and we pride ourselves in understanding how that works. You know, after my time in Tampa, I was in the startup world for a long time, as you know, and eventually went to Fox Sports, where I was an executive there for quite some time, and was able to really understand the ecosystem and how it all works together, And so we work across all the various stakeholders and try to make sure we are accretive to the industry as a whole for the end game of making sure we create another amazing fan experience so fans can really lean in and celebrate what they love best.
I could see this being an awesome facility to do some really great charity events.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's the things we can do in here are incredible. I mean, you know, we build all the technology ourselves in-house. We've been really collaborative in building this innovative culture that is really pushing the boundaries of what, you know, technology can do, both from a display perspective, but also the software, also the capture. This the whole thing, and the private event space and everything around is incredible. The nightlife, the music experience, all these things really layer into an incredibly diverse set of programming that is, you know, promising to draw fans of all sorts.
We are talking to Jeb Terry, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. Were you thinking after Bucs, after the NFL, while you were playing in the NFL, or did it that kind of just progress when that time came?
Look, I've always been thinking about business for sure, and what I wanted to grow into as an executive and businessman. But when I was playing football, it was all football. I might have a counter opinion to some where I think it's such a privilege to play in the National Football League, and it's such a challenging environment. It needed all of what I had. You know what I mean? I mean, when I wasn't playing football, then you could lean in and do other things. But it really took all my attention, and it was one of these things where I was trying to take advantage of the seat I had on that 53 and doing everything I can to continue to win at the end of the day, win as an organization and win as an individual. And that's what I focused on. I couldn't get distracted with other stuff because, again, it's just such a privilege to be able to play. And so once it was clear to me that I was no longer playing good enough football to be in the National Football League, it was time to set the sights on other things and figure out what's next, figure out how I can leverage the great experience that I had playing the game and apply that to the next phase of life and get on with it. And, you know, I like to say I was, you know, fired from my dream job. You know, that's what you deal with in football, and you got to be able to digest it and get on to the next phase of your life.
Well, ironically, one of the reasons I asked that was another number 77 of the Bucs, you know, who was always thinking law school, kept going back to Florida during the off season. So, you know, sometimes, you know, they do think that, and that's what Brad did. How difficult was it? You know, you and I haven't, you know, talked in a long, long time, and I know some players, you know, yeah, they love it, but they're okay and they moved on. How difficult was that move away from your dream job into any of the other jobs?
It was hard. That's the only way to put it. It's very, very hard. It's something you work for such a long time. And you know, I kind of look at my career, you know, to be bluntly honest, as an unrealized kind of potential. Something I think about all the time. It's circumstances that lead up to you having to move on, but I wanted to accomplish so much more than I was able to do. And so it was hard. It's hard to not be able to go back into the game and do the things you love. And it's hard not to have that, be able to see the output of that energy and effort daily that you get with live sports, with real sports. And so, look, it was a difficult transition, but I was able to do it and hopefully channel some of the energy that made me good at sports can hopefully make me good in the business world. And I'm starting to realize that, and I get great fulfillment now every day. But I will say there is absolutely nothing like a team environment with professional sports.
I wish I was around a better team. I know you were around a good team. These knuckleheads I got working with me, I need to find a better one. So, Kazem, when can people start the experience? How soon should they start, you know, planning? Tell us what we should tell people.
Yeah, so, well, our first venue is opening in L.A. Next year. We'll be coming up with an announcement date soon, but it'll be in the first half of next year. And then the second one in Texas will be opening later next year as well. So we'll have two venues opening, and you can trust me, we'll be very, very vocal about those opening dates. And then ideally, you know, we'll start to see them pop up in cities. The next few, we'll be announcing those soon, and we'll follow on dates from there. But the first two are opening next year. We're thrilled about it. We're thrilled about the partners we have, and hopefully whenever anyone is within driving distance of those destinations, they come see us.
Well, I know how to get on an airplane, so send me details, and whether we broadcast from out there or we just come out and experience, keep us informed, and we would love to come out there.
Great. We'll keep you posted.
All right, Jeb. Thanks for everything. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong and some cool stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink. Enjoy the rest of the week, and let's talk soon.
Will do. Thanks for the time, guys. Have a great one.
Yes, sir. Take care. That's Jeb Terry, former lineman of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How come I was always involved and friends with the linemen?
Yeah, the big guys.
The big guys.
Because you ran your mouth. You needed protection.
Well.
You talk stuff about Steve being the knucklehead and you need a better team. Totally threw that guy under the bus. Feel bad for him.
Well, pretty much I was throwing you under the bus, not him.
Not me. There's no I in team.
Yeah, but there is an ME in that. You know, that's the famous Kobe line.
Oh, yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So for people that don't know, real quick, and then we'll hit this break, at the ceremony, you know, for Kobe, Shaq gets up there, and he's telling the story, and he said how some of the Lakers came to him and said, Shaq, what's going on? You need to go talk to Kobe. Kobe's not passing the ball. We need to this. We need to that. And Shaq went to Kobe, and he said something, and he goes, you know, there is no I in team. And Kobe goes, but there is an ME in that blankety blank. Awesome.
Hold on, before you pass on, like the Cosm thing.
I'm hoping not to pass on.
I was gonna ask two questions, but I didn't have the courage to ask them. But one, like, I wonder if Jeb thinks that eventually this will become personalized, where it'd be the same experience in your living room, where you have some kind of a device or something where you can make it where you don't have to go to an arena or with thousands of people. And also, what about like something like actual documenting that experience of war, like being able to be on the ground in a real fight in a war, if like his technology would be able to like make things like that you would never have access to otherwise as a civilian, where you feel and see and maybe get a better understanding of what the military families truly sacrifice for the freedom that we all live under.
What was the second dumb question? You said you had two questions you were scared to ask.
Well, I guess those are good questions. So, yeah, you're definitely talking about Steve.
Oh, you're an idiot. Good stuff from Jeb, though. And I'm going to plan on going out there to L.A.
He's an alumni of Culver Military Institute.
Yes, he is.
And my buddy North was Carolina. A boxing instructor. So might have been the one to teach him how to fight. Maybe teach him what it's like to be in the trenches in war in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and hit your break.
Let me just poke your eye out.
It is break time.
It is break time. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8 Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
You can kill a fish with that knife.
Hopefully without
me. Won't make a sound.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia. From metal signs and handbags to men's wallets, it's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at CountryDepotStore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Defeats. What's today's specials?
I think I'm going home.
No, I don't think it.
Well, I got to work. I got work to do. People are working, Randy. Some people have careers.
What's your career?
Well, I'm a
have you figured it out
strength and conditioning coach, motivational coach. I'm a discipline coach. I'm a transporter of antiques
coach.
When I just deliver you places at times.
Huh.
Do you be offended by the word antique?
No. Okay. I'm not an antique, though.
Relic.
Relic. Ooh.
See?
Interesting. Never thought of it as a relic.
You're a relic.
I don't never thought of you as a coach either.
Oh, I'm a great coach. Pretty much the greatest coach. I mean, you have to lead by example, Randy. The best coaches lead by example.
Well, like I said, that's why I'm really not sure how you even use that word.
Come on, you're not proud of me? We're like
another
doing big stuff over here.
Well, of course. No, I get it. And we're going to talk more about that, about what's going on up there with Mark. I guess he's got a couple top-notch star athletes.
Bro, these kids are they're special, man.
And quick.
They're quick.
No, I'm saying how quick. This is a brand new facility.
Brand new school, like brand new academy, like just putting on clinics.
When
like,
can we start some MMA stuff up there?
You know, I think it's going to be one of those things where he's going to allow it to grow, and we'll just be able to pick and choose which sports we start next.
So. Is this the first time you were able to say the word we?
Yeah.
You said we are going to select.
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
That feels good. Feels good to be part of something that's so great. So, but I guess we should go back out to Vegas to the Apex, right? And welcome to the program, Christos Gagos. Christos, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You know, just getting ready for this weekend.
Talk about, obviously, it's just the beginning of fight week. It's Wednesday. You've just kind of started it. What's fight week like for you? And do you, and I always ask all the fighters this, do you try to keep it consistent, you know, the same, or do you try to mix it up a little?
No, it's always different. It all depends on, like, you know, who's here with me and how I'm feeling. I just go, I'm going to go with the flow kind of guy. So fight week is just usually a lot of waiting around. I try to stay busy, keep my mind off things. I don't like to stay in the hotel too much because then I'm bored. So I like to be out walking a little bit, depending where I'm at, or maybe playing some games with the people here cornering me. So it all depends, you know, just trying to pass time.
All right, this is probably the most difficult question we'll probably ask you. Have you already signed the posters, or is that later today?
No, I already signed them yesterday.
Okay, so I'm just curious, do you always sign in the same spot?
No, I switch it up depending on who's on the poster, where I want to sign. It's always different.
That's awesome, because normally fighters say, yeah, they just get, you know, into that rhythm. You know, the guy's pulling it, you're signing in the same spot. So,
I signed in the same spot of the poster that day. I thought you meant all the posters I signed. Yes, I always sign in the same spot, yes.
Okay. You know, because I've always said to some of the fighters, we should do something like fun, like for one, just either move it to a different spot and it can kind of be like a scavenger hunt, see who ends up with it, or one where you just use a different pen or just something to make it a little different to make that one poster a little more unique.
Yeah, actually, that's interesting. I actually thought about that yesterday, but it's so many posters. I just want to get it done. So I just same spot, go.
I get you and totally understand. How will you handle the next couple days?
I think I'll handle it pretty good. You know, after I get back to the hotel, I think I'm going to rent a car and go out and about, explore Vegas a little bit, pass some time, you know, just but then get some training tonight. It'll be good. I like I don't like fight week, but it's not that bad.
Because the reward is on Saturday, and I like to ask, kind of like the old Rocky Balboa, are you one of the guys that you want to think about Daniel, you want to, you know, concentrate on him for the next couple days, or do you want to not necessarily think about Saturday until Friday night?
It comes and goes. I don't really think about it too much, unless I go to the PI and start some training, then, you know, obviously it's fight focused, but I try not to think about it too much. Just wait till Saturday. I'm actually more focused on, you know, making weight and stuff. That's what you think about more than the fight. And then after you make weight, then the fight starts kicking in the brain.
You know, it's funny, and I was going to ask you, and it'll be the next question. Tell us something, you know, about you that the fans may not know. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me real quick. As you said, and you brought up the PI, we both would go to the PI for two different reasons. You would go there to train, and I'd go there for the free food.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like the free food, too. If I wasn't in fight camp, I'd probably do that, too. As well. I mean, I'm getting free food still this week, but yeah, that's a good idea.
The difference is your weight cut is to fight on Saturday. My next weight cut will be my cremation.
Damn, Randy.
Hey, it's the truth, though. It's the truth.
Mickey Gall's right here next to me. He heard that.
What up, Mickey?
I wondered why he just texted me. Oh, are you guys together?
Yeah, he's cornering me this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's my, I'd say brother. That's my younger brother, my very much younger. Well, really, it's my son. He's more my son than my brother.
So, Chris, are you training out of New Jersey then? Are you doing your fight camp up there?
No. He's at Florida now with me. I'm in Florida. I'm in Florida.
Is that Kill? Yeah, he's in Florida. You know that.
Good, Chris.
Yeah.
Nice.
So do you collect anything other than Mickey Gall signatures?
Jordan. I like to buy Jordan.
Autographs or shoes, or what Jordan do you collect? And if you
shoes,
could get
shoes,
any...
Shoes, sorry. Shoes, and only the one. That's the only shoe I get is the Jordan number ones, and that's it.
What are they worth?
It all depends. They're all different. Some are worth $600 to $800. Some are worth $100.
I just saw Jordan's first contract was 6 or 7 years for $6 million. Now he makes $6 million every 8.3 days.
Oh my God! Yeah, he's
crazy.
I was more interested.
Sending Christos.
Say what?
What are you sending Christos?
We've got a couple things. You should I get to that now or at the end? Or do I need to send you the package as well, Mick?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sure. I was feeling a little left out.
Say that again?
I was feeling a little bit left out. Mickey's getting jealous. I'm getting a little jealous over here.
Well, we don't want that. We'll send you everything. We'll do double, I promise. What do you want, Mickey? What can we possibly send you to make you happy?
You want a pizza?
I want it all. Hey, what do you got?
I'll give you a pizzeria.
Done. I love the pizzeria.
Matt's willing to give you both his pizzeria.
Done.
All right.
Let's go.
What time do you need him at work on Monday?
Yeah, come be here by 6 tonight.
Well, no, you got to give him the next couple days. He has a fight.
Well, come on down.
Mickey, how's your radio business going, your radio career?
It's really good. You actually, Christos did a couple episodes on it. Is this the first time you guys are talking, you and Randy?
It is.
It is. Oh yeah, Christos is the man, bro. Christos is he's great. One of the best fighters in the world, and one of my best friends down in Florida. There's a couple. Yeah, my podcast, Slick and Thick. There's a couple episodes with the Spartan on. You can check it out.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Now he's one of our closest friends on the show. If he's one of your closest friends.
That's it.
All right, there you go. I'll take it.
Yeah, good people. Good people meeting good people. I love it.
There you go. And Mickey Gall's in the middle of it all. That is awesome. Are you a wrestling fan, Mickey?
Not really.
I am.
Well, they just announced today that the Royal Rumble 2024 will be at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. So you need to make sure that you're at it. We just acquired our tickets 3 months before they went on sale. So it's definitely, that's the greatest wrestling event, in my opinion, other than the real wrestling NCAA tournament.
I think I should get in there, get in the ring.
Yeah, you and Matt, I can see you both as the tag team.
You know? Yeah, get Christos to some high flying stuff. Christos the wild man.
Yeah.
He'd be good at it too.
I like the wrestling.
We could do that because, I mean, you already fought a wrestler, Mickey.
Well, sort of. I wouldn't go into that too much. Christoph, what's your go-to food?
Hamburgers, cheeseburgers, avocado, bacon chips, any kind of burger. I'm a burger guy.
Can you do some burger? We need to bring
the burgers.
Mickey, when do we send a limo down to bring you guys up here?
So we're down in South Florida, like Fort Lauderdale area. I don't know. I think after Christos gets this nice win, you know, before he goes to Greece, maybe we get up there, take a little limo ride and, get to, you know, have some food and talk some, I almost said a bad word, talk some stuff with you guys.
There you go. Love you. And since I'll send Steve down, you know, he'll drive, he'll pay for the gas. He'll come down and pick you up. Why not? It's not going to bother Matt or I.
Let's do it.
We will definitely set it up. All right, for both of you, and I'm sure I've asked you this in the past, Mickey, start with Christoph. Dinner for four. You can invite any four people over, living or passed away, and it can't be teammates, family members, any of that. Real
good. That's a good little caveat on that. I've you've never asked me this question, Randy, but I see Christoph thinking and counting over here, so I'll go first. So my original answer, the real one, since you said no family members, this it won't work. Because I would pick just my two grandfathers and my dad and myself, right? That's, so it's four in all or three additions?
Well, they're not. That's a different dinner. This is a dinner that doesn't include family members, which since
I understand, we're family, I know. But it's four people in all or four guests?
No, four guests. It's you and four people.
All right. Here's mine. I'm going Marcus Aurelius. I'm going Babe Ruth. I'm going I want to go like an ancient warrior a little bit, but I don't know. I'll go Muhammad Ali. And I'm gonna go Joe Rogan to kind of mediate the conversation a little bit. I think, you know, he's a great little mediator for that. And so other people can get a word in edgewise. I feel like Muhammad Ali might be monopolizing the conversation a bit. And, you know, I might want to hear from Marcus Aurelius and Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I think Babe Ruth would tell Muhammad, I need to say a few words. And with you in the media now, Mickey, why do you need Joe to do that? You're taking up a seat at the dinner table.
Hey. Yeah, but I love Rogan.
Oh, I do too.
I think Rogan'd be great too.
My four is gonna have to be Michael Jackson. I just always wanted to meet Michael Jackson, so that'd be cool. Stone Cold. Donald Trump.
Another good one.
And Hulk Hogan.
Wow, you are a wrestling fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can we set that up?
We can set that up.
You know, I can set up Stone Cold. You can set up Terry.
I can get the Hogan thing.
Yeah.
And the Flair thing, probably. We can get it both.
Oh, yeah,
brother. Flair. You want Flair to hang out, too?
Nah, fuck. Forget it.
Oh, all right, so no Flair. You get to tell, Matt, you get to tell Flair he's not invited.
Well, I think we should host our own event with these guys.
I think we should.
No, like, because if you're on Christo's Instagram... Christos, you posted a video.
What was that?
I said you posted a video about a year ago, back in February, of like two guys sitting in a car. Is that you and doing the submission fighting in a car?
Yeah, the car did.
So we should recreate this, but in Steve's limo, we could have like a battle royale in the back of the limo as submission only, and just see who wins. Champagne bottles and Grey Poupon and all the condiments.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun.
What were you about to say about Ric Flair?
I was going
to
say Ric Flair like never aged. He's like never looked young, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's not true. See, you're so young, you don't remember what Ric Flair looked like young. Trust me, he does not look like he did like in the 70s.
I kind of agree. That's kind of a really good point.
When he was young, he's been old for like 50 years.
I'm sure you saw when he was in the hospital and he almost died. Do you guys remember that a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I think I saw something.
And, I am a Ric Flair fan. Unlike Christos over here, I like Ric Flair.
Well, no, I was just talking about the T-shirt when he came out of the coma and it said, "I'm not dead yet, MFers."
And on the bottom, woo!
Exactly. All right, so before I get in trouble with the UFC, let's ask one question about Saturday. Give me your thoughts on your opponent. What can we expect to see?
You know, my thoughts on my opponent, listen, I think he's a very talented kid. He's a lot of potential, you know. I think he's still a little young and has a lot of learning to do, and he has to gain a lot more experience. I feel like he hasn't made his mistakes, you know, too much yet, and I feel like I'm going to expose a lot of his mistakes. And like I said, I feel like I made those mistakes. I've been in the UFC at his age before, you know, when I was 24. So I just feel like I'm a lot more mature and smarter, and I just feel like I'm more well-rounded. Anywhere the fight goes, I can fight him there, you know. I'm not afraid to stay on the feet with them. You know, I feel like I'm going to be the stronger. I'll land the harder punches and, you know, chop the legs down. But, yeah, I feel like I can take the fight anywhere I want. And I think he's going to have a lot of trouble dealing with me.
What goes through your mind either when the walk out to the cage or once you're in the cage, it shuts, you know, the fight starts? Are you thinking or are you just kind of on auto, you know, cruise?
I talk to myself. Actually, I tell myself, like, you know, you're better than this kid. You know, come at him, fight him. I have to literally tell myself, prep to kind of prep my mind up a little bit, you know, because, and then, like, yeah, as soon as, like, my mind starts getting, like, a little off, like, you know, like, because your mind is just crazy. I have to, like, switch it and go back to, like, nah, you're better. You're a warrior. You're a Spartan. You're going to kill this kid. Like, you know what I mean? I hype myself up. That's pretty much what I do.
What's the funniest, craziest, strangest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight that you were, you know, in?
I was fighting this kid. I've never had anybody, like, talk to me during a fight before, and I was fighting this guy. He's a little older. I was up and coming, so I was a lot younger than this kid. I think he was, like, 38 or almost 40, and then I was, like, 23 years old, and I was just mauling this guy, and I just hear, like, he's bloodied up. I'm just crushing him. I just hear, "Oh God, you're a strong kid, man." You know, and he's like, talk to me while I'm beating him up, and I thought that was pretty weird.
And for those people that didn't quite hear him, he said that the fighter asked him, "How did you get to the fight by truck?" So I just wanted them to make sure that they understood, you know, what he said. So what's the plans the rest of the week? You know, chilling out a little bit, going to get out a little bit. You can't eat much, so what are you going to do? Just kind of literally walk around just to stay busy?
Look, I'm going to beat his butt in cards. We're going to play a little cards. I'm going to whoop his butt. And I got to say about the fight, I emphatically believe Christos is one of the best fighters in the world. I spar with heavyweights all the time. Christos hits me harder than the heavyweights hit me. I think it's going to be, and his ground game is you know, on point. Very well-rounded, one of the best fighters in the world. Everyone listening should definitely follow Christos and check him out because he's about to make some big noise.
I might have to make a phone call offshore.
I would.
Okay. I'm glad you caught it. Matt's looking at me like a deer in headlights, like he had no idea what I was talking about.
Well, a day ago, the 80s wrestling website posted Jim Duggan, Hacksaw, is out of the hospital, went for a burger. So I thought after the fight, Christos, after he wins, we all go get a burger with Jim.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to get a burger. I think we're going to Shake Shack after my fight.
Shake Shack. Now, there's one in. See, when we send the limo down to pick you guys up, when Steve brings you back, there's a Shake Shack in Sarasota. So you can stop for some burgers, you know, in case you're hungry. And then that'll give you about a 20-minute until you can come here and get the pizza.
Well, being in Vegas, they've got the Heart Attack place, right? Don't they have that crazy burger place out there?
Never been there, but Shake Shack's got it.
What?
Yeah, Shake Shack's the place.
Yeah, I want to go to the Heart Attack place.
Yeah, like it's like the massive burger, and if you don't finish it, they paddle you.
Yeah, they beat you.
Yeah, they beat you if you don't finish it.
That's challenge accepted, but I'd probably say I'm not ready. I'm Molly Eschke now. That means a small eater in German.
Oh. See, so he doesn't want to go. Thank you for clarifying, because we don't know German.
What did you call yourself? What did you say you were?
Malieska.
Great.
He's also a Malacca.
Oh, this is beautiful.
That's perfect.
This could either be the greatest segment or our last one. I'm not sure which.
But I love the professionalism of Mickey not dropping bombs, F-bombs, and like, you know, the professionalism of his media career is coming through.
Yeah, he's come
a long way.
He's
proud of him.
Matured.
I'm learning. I still got a lot of learning to do.
There you go. Well, I want to thank both of you. What a shock to have Mickey on as well. It's been a while. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the next couple of days. Have fun on Saturday. When are you going to Greece?
Thursday next week.
Okay. So obviously we're going to get you up here after you come back. How long are you going to be in Greece?
About 10 days. So 12 days, I think.
All right, well, I just need to make sure.
October 3rd, I'll be back.
We just need to make sure that there still is a pizzeria. So we have to have dates in mind. So are we cool to about three, 4 weeks?
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, where, and I'm there.
We will set it up. Mickey has my number. I have his.
What? Here's a fun fact. You think French fries are made in France, but they're really made in Greece.
French fries?
Yeah, did you hear what he said?
Yeah. He said French fries are made in Greece, not France.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Like Greece.
I have to admit, that was really one of his better ones. He's had some real... That was good.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the rest of the segment off. Guys, thank you very much for your time. We've got your address. Mickey, I've got yours. We'll send care package from 8 Man Strong as well as Bucked Up Energy Drink. And then, Mickey, I'll give you a holler later and let's set that up and bring you guys here to town.
Yeah, awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Randy. All right, take care, guys. Love you, Mickey. Take care. Mickey Gall, awesome. Christus. Yeah, awesome.
Doesn't get better when Mickey jumps on the
phone. Well, he just texted me, and I didn't understand. You know, I'm trying to take care of other stuff. We got Jeb on. They tried to get on early.
Ellie, you said that your next weight cut is the cremation, and in the background, you're, oh, come on, Randy. Like, don't be so harsh on yourself. And as he's talking about, you know, Christos is not a Ric Flair fan, does not like the...
Yeah, he made that clear.
But you know, a young Ric Flair is just Charlotte Flair. I mean, that's the same thing.
They do look similar.
It's the same thing. And Steve, our producer, is wearing his Ric Flair...
His 40-year-old
shirt,
Ric Flair looks.
Yeah. DJ Tony made for him. That Tony customized. So, great segment all around.
All right, last break of the afternoon. Let's go hit it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8 Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the Giant. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I have a bucket list of events I want to go to.
Yeah.
Event number one, World Cup finale.
Yes.
That would be fantastic.
Only doesn't matter what countries?
No, I don't care. It's more the atmosphere.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't. It's the atmosphere.
You don't want, like, Morocco because there's no one left. Too soon? That's fine. It's you know, you want to have like teams that are like competitive. You want, you know, like World Cup, like this last one for the Women's World Cup was England versus Spain. Nobody cares. That's but like, you know,
but they would, and I shouldn't say it, but they would care if it was the English men.
But if you would want Messi, Argentina versus
no, I don't care.
Italy, Germany.
What, like why? Hold on a second. Why do you tell me what I want to do?
Well, because it's
you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. It's no, it's my wrong. Opinion of me is.
I no, it's like, your opinion of me.
Coach Prime, I forget he said something. He told me how it works. It's like, what makes you think that
Steve,
your
do
opinion
me a favor,
matters?
Go take that red thing and put it in my car. The red thing on the right.
No,
yeah,
no, go put but, it. In. Like Coach Prime taught us all. He's like,
"Oh, that was awesome.
Your opinion of me does not matter.
What makes you think your opinion of me matters?
And what makes you think your opinion matters to me? So, like, it's like what I think. That's what Coach Prime says. Youngsters,
right?
Only listen to yourselves because nobody else matters.
I agree with you, and I agree with you. So that's your opinion of what you think the finale, the World Cup finale should be for you. I don't care. I don't care who the teams are. I want the atmosphere because it's going to be insane.
It's not as insane if it's like two countries that nobody cares about.
Well, I mean, that's probably true.
Like if it's Nigeria versus Ecuador, you're not.
I want to see Caleb try to score.
Caleb?
Yeah. Caleb would be on Team Nigeria.
I mean.
Yeah, he'd play goal. He's the goalie. I understand what you're saying. Brazil, Germany,
there's
England.
Certain powerhouses you want to see.
Right.
Unless it's a complete David versus Goliath story where it's, you know, a powerhouse like, you know,
Nigeria versus Brazil.
Or you know, like another country, like Guatemala. When was the last time Guatemala ever won the World Cup? Or do they have any Olympic teams? I don't know if Guatemala has an Olympic team. I don't really know much about the Guatemalan sports.
I texted Mickey. I thanked him for coming on, and he says, count us down. We will be there.
Awesome.
So we'll do some fun stuff. I'm working on a hotel deal.
Oh, yes.
Where we can get, you know, the fighters to stay. That way they're not here and then right back in Steve's limo.
Right. Yeah. I think we should do that fight in the limo. I mean, have you seen that where you have two guys in seat belts, front seat of a car, then the timer starts. They both have to unbuckle and the first one to submit the other one with chokes or arm bars, or you wrap the seatbelt around their neck. I mean, one guy used a club, you know, like that you put in the steering wheel so you can't steal it. You know, it's awesome.
I like it. I'm all for it. UFC this weekend, by the way. We've had a couple of fighters on. Main event. Talk about the main event. What do you think?
I don't even know who it is. Is it Shevchenko?
Yeah.
Who's she fighting?
The champ.
Who's that?
The champion. Thanks for doing some homework.
What's her name?
I'm throwing you under the bus.
I don't know. It's hard. I'm going to be honest. Can I be honest with you?
No.
Please. Let me be honest.
You're going to quit?
No, I can't quit.
I was hoping you're going to be honest.
No, I'm inheriting this network. I'm going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. it's hard to watch the UFC. It's hard to watch it. From the bare knuckle and the gameplay of like how fast the sport is, it was hard to watch the grappling and just laying on the ground this weekend. I watched a couple of the fights and I just couldn't. I really couldn't
Stop
watch.
Kissing,
I just couldn't. I couldn't. I didn't even stay up to watch.
Whatever.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I could only hope.
I need that stimulation, that fast action pace, like that quick.
Street fights.
I like it. Okay. I mean, I went to 7-Eleven. I saw two guys, contenders.
They could have been contenders.
I signed them up. Like one guy sponsored by Slurpee.
the other one by Marlboro.
By Taquitos.
Well, by Marlboro.
Yeah. That guy's smoking hot. Get on his Instagram. It really is a different sport now.
No, it is different.
UFC used to be explosive, and I would love when Masvidal ran out with the flying knee in the 5 second, and
Hold on. Since you're talking stupidity, just like Masvidal said about the fight lasting in 7 seconds, could you imagine paying $2,000 to sit cage side, ringside, valor side, trigon side, squared circle side? And the fight ends in 7 seconds.
I'd rather be there to say I was part of history and I saw that live than to like have it go a boring fight, 5 rounds. Some judge got it wrong. Another judge got it right. The other guy doesn't know what the other one did, so he just went right in the middle. You know, I would rather see history and something that's a highlight reel that you always remember when it comes back up on the big screen. You're always like, I was there, right? Like Jacksonville, we were there when Wyman broke his leg. We were there when Stroop blew out his knee, you know, against.
You only remember when people get hurt.
Well, we were there when the Korean Zombie, like, threw an elbow, but we left early.
Well,
we were there.
No, we were not there.
Our scent was still in the building, but we had already left for the airport. But we were there when Donald Cerrone broke his arm, right? Or Mike Perry, the Mike Perry fight.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, so it's like when you see those things come back up year after year, it's like, oh, I was there for that. When McGregor threw the dolly through the window, I'm like, I was there. Like, that was cool.
No, we were literally there.
Well, you were there.
Yeah.
You almost let him in the building.
Were you at the jail already waiting for him?
I was waiting at the jail.
Yeah.
Well, I had to get him out. I'm like, you know, like Trump, he already had a mugshot.
Have you ever told people the jail story?
No. Why would I tell people that?
Well, we got 4 minutes.
I don't really want, you know, I got to keep my reputation clean.
How did you get into the jail to seek honor?
I just showed up, and I was like, I'm Knockout Radio. Look, dropping names gets me places.
No, I know.
So I use your name a lot.
No, believe me, I know.
And they're like, is that the Hall of Fame Randy Harris? I'm like, no, he's just a regular Randy Harris. But someday. Randy, come on, you've had a legendary career. You should be in the Hall of Fame. If I'm in it, you should be in it. I want you right next to me to get our awards.
If it means never being accomplished at all, I would rather that than sit next to you.
Well, you weren't accomplished, you know, and then I came on board, and now we're accomplished.
I'm going to keep the traitor Caleb involved with us.
Oh, you called him a traitor?
Well, he went to somebody else. He's a traitor on us.
What?
It's all right.
Wow.
It's okay. He's still my friend.
He's still your goalie?
He's still the goalie for Nigeria.
He's still too slow.
Well, no, but he'll be able to block a lot.
Yeah, goalies, you got to be more than that.
That's not true.
You can't just be big.
First of all, they guess.
They don't guess.
They do guess. They guess left or right.
No, you can watch the hip. You know, the hip doesn't lie. You can see.
Oh, the hips do lie.
No, well, Sharika, or what's her name?
Sharika.
Oh, that's the guy that runs the club. It's Shakira. Shakira.
Sharika. Sharika has hips don't lie.
She just had an award presentation. Like they did a big thing, MTV. Like,
yeah, didn't NSYNC get back together?
Yeah.
Just for last night?
Yeah, they signed a one-day contract.
Did they perform at all?
Like Brady, so they can retire and go into the Hall of Fame.
You know who probably set that up? Joey Fatone, so he could get paid again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's doing the game shows. He's doing all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Fat One.
Mr. Fat One.
Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan is on this list. Hogan, Donald Trump, Stone Cold, and Michael Jackson. If you could sit and talk to those four people,
yeah,
who would you pick?
Well, so I already know one of them. I'm going to say Michael. I mean, Michael is the biggest star ever on the planet.
You're too old.
Huh?
You're too old.
Why?
To talk to Michael.
Well, yeah, I'm too old to like hang out with Michael. Like, you know, but Michael is like, come on, he's the king of pop. There's no one better. No one's ever been bigger than him. When he touched down in countries, it was pandemonium.
It was pandemonium when he set his hair on fire, too.
Yeah, and that's why you probably don't like him, because he's a Pepsi guy.
No, I don't like him because you're too old for him.
You're loyal to Coke.
I am loyal to Coke. I just wish there was some Coke here.
Anything Pepsi? Well, we can probably get you some. I mean, Roddy Piper apparently was into Coke, according to Ric Flair.
No, I'm not touching that.
Get
it away from me.
You got the knife. You can cut it up.
Get it away from me. Look at the bucked up energy drink.
bring them into this.
No, what's that called? What are those things called?
Thermos.
That's not a thermos.
Tumbler.
A tumbler. I've got a shaker to give away.
Oh, what?
Yep, let's give away a shaker.
I'll take one.
No, you're not eligible. either hit me up on Twitter, knockoutradio.com, Facebook, Instagram, Steve's accounts. We're on right now the Knockout Radio Facebook page. We've got a, just to piss him off even more, a red shaker to give away.
Oh, it hurts. That's my color.
That's what we're going to do. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests, my new Army best friend, my new friend from Kill down there. And that's like Cape Coral area, right?
The only reason I like astrology is because of the red planet.
See everybody next week. Matt may or may not be with us, and I mean that literally, when we return. I want to thank 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Until then.
Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.